Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. You can follow us on social media. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. And we're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch. And you can save big time on your car insurance. It's really the best thing you can do with your phone over the next few minutes. Trust a brother. Call 1-888-FARMERS and start saving today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
Speaking of data, we got our man Aaron Torres, Fox Sports Radio weekend host, also host of the Aaron Torres Sports Podcast, coming on to talk about the NCAA tournament and all that's happening there. Rob, your Michigan Wolverines look like they could be headed to the Sweet 16. They were down most of the game to LSU. Now they're up 73-66 with 5.5 minutes left. And looking pretty good. So, but this, I think this is going to be a good finish.
So we'll see what happens. Anti-Michigan and anti-Detroit. I picked Michigan to win the whole ball of wax.
This other game is unbelievable. Florida State, Colorado, Rob. I'm just going to ask you this. There's 17.5 minutes left in the game. Just give me approximate guess on the score.
You said 17 minutes to go?
17.5 minutes left.
So it just started the second half. Yeah. I'm going to say it can't be low scoring because that would make sense. I'm going to say 82-80.
Just the opposite. Actually, Wow, your numbers were pretty good. 28-20.
Okay.
Think about that.
No, that's small. I was thinking, I get it. I thought like it would have to be an extreme score, but I thought
I thought it would be higher.
You know what I mean? Like it's a high score for a college game with that much time to go. Yeah. Wow. 28-20. Wow.
Think about that. Wow. That is unbelievable. I actually got Florida State going to the Final Four. My bracket's so busted up, I'm hardly even paying attention anymore. Because I had Illinois winning it, and obviously they lost yesterday to Loyola Chicago. I got Baylor, Gonzaga. My other three teams, Florida State was the fourth, so my other three are alive. But, hey, you picked the winner. Your winner's bounced, and it just don't feel good.
No, right, because you got no chance, really.
Right. You got Michigan, right?
Right, as long as they stay alive, I got Michigan. And with all the schools going out, Chris, you know what I mean, all the upsets, why couldn't Michigan
if
they can win, now they got to win this game to get to the Sweet 16 and then the Elite Eight and then the Final Four. But could they maybe get there even though they don't have livers, right?
That was the thing, because I liked Michigan all year.
But
livers, I thought, you know, that'd be tough to overcome. But, hey, they give them credit. And Juwan Howard, man, it's great to see him have success. And, yes.
Well,
all right.
Chris, I don't want to cut you off, but really quick, you mentioned that your bracket's busted, right? We got the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. We talked about it all last week. The VIP group featuring all of the Fox Sports Radio talent is in there.
Right.
As bad as your bracket is, you're 1 point away from first place.
How?
What?
Mike Harmon has 36 points. You have 35.
Wow. Where's Rob? Where's you? Where are you?
I'm not VIP.
You didn't do.
But Rob has 29.
What, 29 points?
Yep. My bracket also busted. I have 32 points.
Okay.
So everybody.
Tell us some of the other ones. Give us some. We're going to get some big names. Gottlieb. Where's Gottlieb?
Oh, okay. Let me scroll down here. No, his isn't too bad. Doug Gottlieb is 30 points, right above Rob.
But he's a college basketball expert. You know what I mean?
Aaron Torres. I'm the college basketball expert.
Aaron Torres, our guest at the bottom of the hour, hosts a college basketball podcast.
Yes, podcast.
Also has 30 points, 1 point ahead,
okay,
Rob.
30. That's what I'm saying. Like, these guys, come on, man.
So
everybody, everybody's bad.
You don't have to give us the name, but what's the lowest points total?
25.
Okay.
So it's not
any
like
other experts around that we who else would be good? Colin didn't do one, I don't think.
No.
Colin Cowherd.
No.
Yeah, I guess.
Rob, you'll
it.
Appreciate this. Bernie Fratto, who had more stats on the tournament on Friday than we needed, is 1 point ahead of you.
There you go.
Everybody's like 1 point ahead,
right? Right, but that's it, right? He had more stats,
and Rob's like, okay, I get it, I got it. You got a lot of information, you know, but it's not helping the conversation on Friday. And then, sure enough, he's 1 point ahead of you, Rob.
I did pick some upsets, like who'd I have? I'm trying. I had some decent upsets. I'll just say that I'm having trouble even. I had Rutgers in an upset. North Texas, I had North Texas. So some of that helped me. But it just felt bad when your top team.
Long story short, you know, everybody who on Fox Sports Radio is terrible at doing this because everybody's not doing well. The point is, Chris, is you're doing the best of the not doing well group.
Well, actually, just say I'm doing the best. Okay. Let's cut it off after that.
Right.
You don't have to throw in the rest. All right, but look, that was fun. It was glad we got a laugh. But Rob, we're going to move on to something that's pretty serious. And, man, this Deshaun Watson story is just getting uglier.
It's never ending, Chris. Never ending.
You might be right, because now it's up to 13 women have filed suits against him.
And these are civil suits, not criminal. Yes. These are not criminal cases. These are civil
suits.
But now
I believe they're talking, the Houston PD is thinking, Rob G, correct me if I'm, aren't they, they're considering or looking into whether or not they might need to
As of Friday evening, and no one from the Houston Police Department had spoken to the attorney for all these women yet.
Okay.
But he said he's assembling a quote-unquote packet to submit to them to let them know if they decide to go forward with charges. This is all the evidence that he has.
Well, and he's also saying, I think it must be 9 more women might have nine more suits. Because I know he was saying that Friday was up to 22 women.
Right. It could be 22 in total when he's done.
Yeah.
He's an incredible number. And most of the stories are all the same. Like, yes. Like the MO, right?
Man, very much the same. Masseuse, hit him on Instagram.
Yep. Flew him in.
Yep. Yep. And it's, man. Look, we said it last week, Rob, when it came out. All we want to see come out is the truth.
Right.
We're not going to pass judgment on the women or him. On Deshaun Watson.
Because we can't do it. We don't know the details. Idea. We haven't seen any evidence, any testimony under oath, Chris. Right. There's a lot of stuff that has to go there. But one thing we won't do is totally ignore it. You can't do that. You can't totally ignore it.
Right.
So we talk about it. But we're not gonna sit here and say whether you believe the women or you believe him. That's unnecessary. And I think that would be irresponsible because we've seen it. I told you before, the Michael Irvin one was a wake-up call for me. And I told you the story before. Do you remember when the woman said that Michael Irvin had restrained her in a hotel room in Dallas and raped her or something? And Michael Irvin had already had the drug issues in the NFL, right? So Dave Anderson, the late columnist, great columnist for the New York Times, Chris wrote a column saying that they should throw him out of the league, right? Like, they should throw him out of the league.
I knew Dave, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Dave was a great columnist. But he made a mistake. He wrote that they should throw him out the league.
Yep.
And then the woman came back and recanted and said she made it up, Chris. And so that's why you got to be so careful. And I remember that vividly to say that's why you just can't look at a situation. And because of his past in the Michael Irvin case, right? He had a checkered past.
Right.
Automatically said, this is him. Yep. Yes, you can't do that.
That may be why a woman would target them.
Yes.
Right? Because your reputation's already sullied. Who's going to believe him?
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
And also, remember the Duke lacrosse team case.
Yep, that's another one.
And some of my colleagues at one in particular at the New York Times was just crushing them. It was a few people crushing them. And obviously it turned out to be the wrong thing. And
was that Selena right now?
Yeah,
who was Selena Roberts. Right.
Yeah.
And I only say her name because we're talking about Dave Anderson, who is a great columnist. He made a mistake, Chris. It happens.
And I knew them both. And Selena was Rob. I mean, she was a tremendous.
That's what I figured it was Selena.
Journalist.
And tremendous.
Yeah.
But people make mistakes. That's why you just can't rush to judgment. But this is not a good look for him. I don't care. You know, what ultimately will happen is too many similar stories. And you said something in the pre-show meeting about what this reminds you of.
Well, it reminded me, and I'm not, like you said, we're not putting him in this class because we don't know. He could very well be innocent.
Totally innocent
but
of all of them.
It reminds me of what was happening with the Bill Cosby situation. How it was just, you know, it was a snowball effect. You know, it kind of came out of nowhere. And then all of a sudden, woman after woman started, you know, accusing him.
And then
the
it was
stories
50.
Were very similar. The stories were similar. I don't know what the total.
It wound up being Rob G. about 50 women. I'm Chris. And here's the part.
And the
that
stories
people...
were similar. And that's what caught me about this whole Deshaun thing. And again, I'm not going to say hope. I hope justice is served. I hope the truth comes out.
Yes, that's all we want. We don't care about what
with
side.
Bill Cosby. But the similarities of the stories, Rob, that's the thing. And here's, look, it's a reckoning coming for a lot of men, Rob. That's what's happening. And because men have been able to get away with things for so long, and it's been boys will be boys, and let's face it, let's just keep it real. We've had presidents in these situations. I mean, many, but the two that came, you know, I mean, Trump and his situation before he was even elected, and Clinton in the White House. So this stuff has been going on, and it's been pawned off as boys will be boys, and women have kind of had to be like, hey, it's going to be, you're not that, you know, you just got to deal with it and, and it's part of the territory and all that.
Those days are over.
Those days are over, thankfully, because they're over. I'm glad they're over, period. But when you have daughters, it hits home even more, Rob.
Oh, absolutely. I bet.
You know, I think if, like, an intern, if my daughter was so excited, oh, she got an intern at the White House, and she's going to be able to work with the president. You know, you're hyped about that. And then something like that, some harassment or assault or something happens. I mean, you ready to take somebody out.
Right.
You know what
I'm saying? No doubt.
So,
I have three nieces, and I talk to them all the time about it, about, behavior around them and what you won't allow people to say and do around you. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And it's very important. So this thing is going to play out, and we'll see what happens. But I'm with you. It's eerily similar to Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Just from started out as one. And here's the other part. Because I remember arguing with guys in my barbershop in Detroit about this. And they were like, why are they taking so long to come out? You know, like, if this happened, they should have said something years ago. And then I said, you know what happens? Those women in the Bill Cosby case, Chris, he was the biggest star on television. They wanted to work in entertainment.
Right.
And if they said something, probably would never work. So
absolutely.
There's part of why they didn't say anything. And then why so many women came out afterwards is simple. After they hear the story, they go, that happened to me.
Right.
They could relate to it.
Right.
That's why. And that's absolutely what's happened here, I think. If this is all true, Chris, but basically other women who felt like this story is similar to my story, and that's why you get, you know, the stream of other people after the fact.
And you feel, I think there may be a situation of, because both of these guys we're talking about had, I mean, who had a better image than Bill Cosby?
Nobody.
Nobody. He was America's dad. I mean, literally, like, he was America's dad. And so you're thinking, who's going to believe me? Kind of like
right.
I said with the reverse of a Michael Irvin. And then once somebody goes out there publicly, and then you, like you said, you get the courage and you think, okay, maybe they will, you know, take this seriously. And, you know, and it had a snowball effect. Let me throw this at you, Rob, quickly before we get to the listeners. Ian Rappaport tweeted that all the teams that are still that were interested in Deshaun Watson are still interested in him. Does that surprise? That's not surprising to me. Because, again, first of all, you're innocent until proven guilty. And so, look, he may very well be innocent of this. So I think teams should still have interest. And we look at Kareem Hunt. We look at Tyreek Hill. You know, several players who've had these issues,
AB.
And teams still Antonio Brown. And so I fully expect teams to still have interest. But here's the thing, Rob. If he's completely exonerated, he'll probably be able to get out of the Texans. But if I'm the Texans, I think if they want to keep him, I just feel like this kind of would seem to aid their case, don't you? Like, just, I mean, already this looks bad for him, and now you're going to really force your way to a trade. And if you are guilty, you're going to need money. So how are you walking away from this kind of money? I just think if they want to keep him, this could end up helping their – I hate to put it that way. I'll take that back.
I know what you mean,
but
though.
They could,
but,
you know,
but I also
they,
see
the
why –
the ball's in their court, kind of.
Yeah, I also see why other people are still interested. Because, A, they don't know what the outcome is, and they might be able to actually steal him from them. And I don't mean value-wise, but just the idea that maybe he doesn't want to be here. This is negative publicity. You know what I mean? And maybe we should just move on from him. So that's why I think there's always a chance.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting because, again, Rob, he had a tremendous reputation. And hopefully, or maybe that still remains intact, but he certainly did. All right. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on the Deshaun Watson situation. Are you surprised that so many teams still have interest in trading for Deshaun? And are you cool with that? You think that's the right thing to do for these teams? Your turn to weigh in with The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Marion, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Marion. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Marion on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It is the Odd Couple.
Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio. We're coming to you live, of course, from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Let's quickly get a few people in here.
All right.
Should you surprise teams are still going after Deshaun Watson?
All right, Keith in New Orleans, joining the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Uncle Rob, Uncle Chris, how y'all been, fellas?
Doing good.
Great, man. You?
I've been good, man. Thanks for asking. Look, I just find it very convenient that a guy who we haven't heard has even ever had detention, let alone, you know, something this egregious, all of a sudden this pops up when he asks to be traded and say he's never going to play with the franchise again. And the lawyer who represents the women are the former neighbors of the McNairs.
Well, I think the lawyer said this, Keith, that he lives near the McNairs but doesn't know him.
Yeah, now, and Keith, here's the other thing. I've heard this conspiracy thing that, I'm sorry, right. this just does, you can't get people, you know, lawsuits and names and they have Instagram DMs and all the other stuff, Keith. You just can't make up a story and say we're going to make up a story and tell these women that he did something to them. Come on, man. That's not logical.
And if first of all, doing something like this, you would think there'd have to be a serious paper trail.
Yes.
Or digital trail.
He bought their plane ticket to Houston. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're a lawyer,
I mean, if a team, if because he's asserting, as you said, a lot of people feel in this way, that the Texans had something to do with this.
Yes.
If the NFL found out, they should take the ownership away from
absolutely,
that team.
Chris. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, but you got to remember
from a lawyer standpoint as well, Chris, if he knew this was false, right? And he was doing this, you could lose your license.
Oh, absolutely. If it was something, conspiracy type thing, no question. Like, you're making this up.
Right.
Yeah. Look, and on the surface, you can think that, but that's just so unlawful.
Yes. And like I said, if you're the lawyer and she shows you DMs, Chris, and a ticket that he bought with his credit card and all the other stuff, at least you know she had contact with him, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. That's it. Absolutely. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Listen, I don't think that other teams should be scared off by these allegations. And reason being, so Mr. Busby, you know, lawyer for the plaintiffs, he's made his case. You know, and now Mr. Harden, Rusty Harden, well-known in the Houston area, it's time for him, and he's made it clear he's going to make they're going to have a press conference later on in the week to state Deshaun Watson's case. Listen, the fact of the matter is this. We all know one thing's for sure, and that's Deshaun Watson was living a reckless life. He was being reckless. No, there's no doubt about it. You know, guy in his category, franchise quarterback, hundreds of million dollars. You don't need to be living this type of life. It doesn't mean that he was living an illegal life.
If he's guilty, he was living a reckless life.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah, so again, the point of fact is, just for me, not to cut you guys off, in conclusion, I think that Mr. Busby is clearly trying to try this case in a court of public opinion. Once we hear from Deshaun Watson's lawyer, who's very skilled and very knows what he's doing in this arena, then it'll balance the scales, and other teams, can give him a chance. He's probably going to get suspended just because of the way the NFL works, but it does not guarantee – there's no guarantee that he's going to be found guilty of any of this. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
All right.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
But the NFL doesn't work on that. We talked about it before. You don't have to have a conviction to be suspended.
Right.
It's a code of conduct. That's what
Absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If they find out that there's reason to believe this stuff is true, then he's probably going to get suspended. But you know what? He'll be able to continue his football career.
Yeah. You wouldn't be unless there's some court case, Chris, and he loses in court and his sentence or something. But I just don't think it's going to.
That would be criminal charges.
Then it would be criminal if the Houston police get involved and file criminal charges. You're talking about something totally different. Did you think Bill Cosby would be in prison, Chris, at this point in his life?
No.
No, nobody did.
I never in my wildest dreams would have thought that, you know? So, man, whew. All right, Aaron Torres, we're going to talk about something a little more jovial to talk about, the NCAA tournament.
Even He'll though his bracket stinks.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to give him fire, too. Believe that. The heat is coming. Aaron, You might want to call, text Rob G that I can't make it. Something came up. The wife is sick. I need to tend to her. Because we about to put you on the hot seat, boy. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Keep it locked. We got Aaron next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I thought he was ducking out on us, but he has finally called in. He's a Fox Sports Radio weekend host, host of the Aaron Torres Sports Podcast. And he's supposed to be a college basketball expert.
And we say supposed to.
Right. What I'm told is of our 22 experts at Fox Sports Radio who are doing brackets, I'm second, and Aaron Torres is not. He's way below.
And he's only 1 point ahead of me. So what does that tell you?
Man, what is up, Aaron Torres? This your bracket is burst, I heard.
Well, first of all, you know, Rob Parker's Los Angeles Lakers. Rob Parker's Los Angeles Lakers, they're going to limp into the playoffs. Are you picking against Rob Parker's Los Angeles Lakers when it comes time to claim the championship? Go ahead. I mean, maybe you'll pick the Brooklyn Nets, but that's besides the point, okay? The champ is still in the conversation. You know, it's not about how you start. It's about how you finish, okay?
Uh-oh.
I'm limping. Uh-oh. I had a little high
so
ankle sprain
to start
this tournament.
How many final four teams you got left? How many of your final four teams are left?
I do still have three. Okay. Three out of four. So that's 75%.
Who'd you pick to win it?
I picked Baylor.
Illinois, so I can't say
excuse me, mister.
Hold on, my bracket
is in second place.
Overall, I've been killing it.
Did you pick the Charlotte Hornets to win the NBA championship, too? Now LaMelo's out, and you want to avoid that conversation, or
notice
what?
Notice how the bass got added to his voice. First, it was all treble. Now it's all bass. All right.
Did you pick the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl too? And you're still in the conversation. What's going on here?
I actually did pick the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
I actually did too. I can't really say anything. I did too. So,
but let's go here. This is obviously it's the most upsets they ever had before the Sweet 16, 11. Yep. And you know the upset is defined as anytime a team that's five seeds lower. You know, beating a higher-seeded team. I think the tournament's been great. I don't know most of these players. I don't know them from Adam. But the tournament is just great all around just because of what it is. Do you think that it's good that you got all these upsets or not? Like, that we'd rather see some of the blue bloods moving on?
Yeah, you know, it's really funny. I was in with Dan Bach today on Doug Gottlieb's show, and we talked a lot about this, is – I do think there needs to be a balance, you know, to use an analogy that Rob Parker will appreciate. We all love the upsets in round one, but, you know, you're kind of watching them, and it's like, okay, Oregon State knocked out this team, Oral Roberts knocked out this team. It reminds me of when me or Rob is in Vegas. You just charge the credit card. Oh, yeah, we'll take a shot here. Oh, we'll grab a drink there. Oh, we'll go to the Gold Club there. And then you wake up on Monday morning and you look at the bill and you say, oh, my goodness, what did I get myself into? And that's kind of how I feel about the NCAA tournament right now. It's great in the moment, but – and I hate to say this. I say this to somebody who loves college hoops. You know, you look at that schedule for Saturday, you know, as far as the Sweet 16 games are concerned, there's not a lot of name brand programs and teams that people are going to be really excited about to watch out on Saturday, Chris. So – I'm hoping that a few of the bigger names, you know, end up closing things out today. We had Michigan win right now. We had Gonzaga win. Baylor is obviously there. So I'm hoping we find a little bit of balance going into this weekend.
Well, Excuse me. I was thinking something.
It's okay.
Aaron, I did
he
pick.
He was thinking of Adam. Somebody.
Yeah, I did pick up Michigan to win it all. And do I have a shot or no?
I can't figure out where you stand on Michigan. Every time I tune into the Odd Couple, you're crushing Jim Harbaugh.
See?
But now you're picking Michigan. Now you're picking Michigan to win it all. I'll say this is I love what Juwan Howard has done, and I know you guys have covered him for a while, Chris. I'm sure you probably spent a lot of time around him, you know, as a player and as a coach. I think he is an elite coach. They are without their second leading scorer right now, and it doesn't appear as though he's going to come back for the tournament. His name's Isaiah Livers, really talented wing player. I'll tell you both. I'm hoping, because I've really enjoyed watching this team. I'm not saying they can't or won't. I'll tell you, they're going to have a challenge. They'll probably play Florida State in the next round. Leonard Hamilton, they're playing right now. Rob, they were a team that I really did like during the regular season. I do think injuries are starting to catch up with them. They just advanced to the Sweet 16 a few minutes before I got on the phone with you guys. I do worry that eventually injuries will catch up. But, hey, as Chris referenced, my bracket is in shambles. So who am I to tell you that your pick is wrong, my man? If you got Michigan, roll with it.
Hey, I am. And, Aaron, I just told you that I'm fair and balanced, you know. I'm crushing Michigan one day. I'm praising Michigan the next day.
That's why you guys are the best.
Aaron, this is an odd question. I don't know how to feel about it, but Luke Garza, who obviously had a tremendous college career, you know, I guess the best player ever in the history of the University of Iowa. Last game was today. Senior, he's 23 years old. What does it say that he could end up, isn't he the front runner for the Naismith Award? Like, he may win it, right? Or no, if he's not going to win it, he's going to be in the running. Or, you know, close.
No. Go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
What does it say that, I mean, you look at some mock drafts, he's not even getting drafted. And if he does, it's going to be in the second round. Like, what does that say? Again, I don't know that it's something we should read too much. It's not going to be a trend, I don't think, but it just seems kind of odd, you know?
No, 100%, man. And, you know, I love college hoops, and I wish all these guys went on to great NBA careers, but I think you have to be realistic. I mean, listen, you know, what I can say as a guy who loves college hoops, if you're a senior, if you're a 22, 23-year-old senior in college basketball, there's a reason for that, and that is because you have limited NBA upside. And so, you know, it is just kind of a situation. But listen, I would say this, is that it works both ways. You know, I mean, the NBA and every year, you guys know I love the draft. I know you guys love covering the draft. But, I mean, when you have guys like Patrick Williams from Florida State drafted in the top five who barely even got on the floor last year for Florida State, it tells you that it really, unfortunately, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I think it's just where we are in 2021. It's not really about what you do at the college level. It's about what the NBA thinks they can mold you into, what kind of player they think you can become down the road. And so I think I don't know if it's a bad reflection on college basketball. I just think it's where it is. But I also think it's partly the NBA, where they'll take a guy that didn't start, or that averaged 5 points, or that sat out the entire year in college and just trained. And they'll take a chance on that guy in the long term. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I just think it's the reality of the situation. And Luka Garza is obviously kind of an extreme example of that, Chris.
Real quick, I know we don't have a lot of time. Tom Izzo getting physical with one of his players, grabbing him. Where are you on that? Are those days over, or Tom Izzo gets away with it because he's an old school coach? I'm not so sure a young coach would get away with that.
It's really funny. Chris, I don't know if you remember this. I remember filling in for Rob one day. You and I were at the Final Four in Minneapolis. And we talked a lot about Aaron Henry 2 years ago, and it happened again. I'll say this is, right. I mean, listen, what I'll say is this. When Draymond Green came out and defended Tom Izzo, I thought that's just how he coaches. And you know, I use the Aaron Henry example. Aaron Henry's still in this program, and we talk about the NBA draft. Aaron Henry's going to get drafted this year. He was Michigan State's best player. So it's an old-school approach in a new-school era. The one thing I will say, Rob, is I do agree with you. If Tom Izzo was 38 years old instead of 58 and he didn't have 8 Final Fours on his resume, I think there'd be a lot more brushback. But I think people understand when you go to play for him, this is what you get. Like I said, you had former players, Draymond Green, guys like that coming out saying this is just how things are done at Michigan State. I'd love to say that it's a new world and guys don't coach like that anymore, but he was obviously fired up. It's worked for him, and I doubt at this age, you know, that he's going to change all that much. And I guess my question would be, does Michigan State want him to change that much? I mean, if you take away kind of that fire and that excitement and that energy that he coaches with, is he the same coach? I don't know.
But
I
do let think me say this.
Go ahead.
Let me say this real quick, and I know we got to go. But they also made excuses for Bobby Knight and coaches like that as well. Late in there, you know, everybody came to their defense, and Bobby Knight never pulled it back, and it wound up costing them. That's the only thing that, you know, at some point, you got to be careful.
I think
with
there
that.
Is a difference between, at least from what we know, between Izzo and Bobby Knight, though. You know, Bobby Knight went way, way over, did more than we have seen. Yeah, Izzo did.
Thanks, Aaron.
Aaron, great stuff, man. We appreciate the knowledge, brother. I won't tell anybody either that I'm running circles around you with my bracket.
All right, good luck. Tell me how Illinois does in the Final Four, Chris, okay?
Yes,
keep me posted.
Right.
I don't know if I can watch the day the next time they're playing. Thank you.
Unbelievable.
All right, brother. Peace, man. Thanks for joining us. It's the Odd Couple. We got one more segment. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get a refresh with your refund during Mako's tax season event for expert paint and collision repair. Use our contactless services. It's as easy as book, quote, fix. Uh-oh, better get Mako. Visit Mako.com today to schedule your free estimate. Terms and conditions apply.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch and save a bundle on your car insurance.
And my cheese was hot.
We talked about it briefly with, who was it earlier? Who was our first guest? Pete Thamel. And we're not claiming to be college basketball experts. You know, I follow it to the degree that it relates to the NBA. And
same with me. I'll look at some of the players, but I'm not watching college basketball. I covered college basketball. You know that. I covered St. John's when Mark Jackson was a star on the team. And Walter Berry was there and Bill Winnington. You know, Chris Mullin had just left, Chris. So I traveled the country with them.
Yep. Yeah, and I still obviously like it and everything. And like I said, I'm into the tournament. But Kay Cunningham, he and Evan Mobley from USC. They're the guys. Mobley's a 7-footer. He's playing right now. They're playing Kansas. So that's a good game. But they are the two guys that many are thinking one of them is going to be the number one pick. Now, you got a few other guys, too, but in the running. But Cunningham didn't really look – he didn't – and I'm not going to jump to conclusions, okay? And
just say be a Chris. Just that. Call but it he, like you see it. He didn't look that good. Yeah, he didn't sorry. Look that good. I'm sorry.
Now, again, doesn't mean he's not great. Everybody – we had Kerry Kittles on last week, Rob, and he was – what do you call him? Jason Kidd. He called him a cross between Jason Kidd and I can't even remember who the other player. It was another great player, you know, and it was impressive. So, and Kerry's been on this kid for years. He told me about him last year. But 6'8", handle. I thought Pete Thamel's comparison to Luka was interesting because the thing that you saw, Rob, he doesn't have athleticism that wows you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't look different in that regard. But he's a freshman, and he did have a great year. He's first-team All-American, but he shot 9-for-34 during the tournament.
Which is terrible. Come on.
Yeah, it is. And but I don't think guys will hold it against him because – he had a great year, averaged 20 points, 6 boards, 3.5 dimes, Big 12 player of the year. But it's interesting. It would be the worst. If he's drafted number one, Rob, it would be the worst tournament performance by a number one pick since Anthony Bennett, who was drafted by Cleveland. Oh, gosh.
That worked out. Didn't work out.
Complete. But, I mean, you hear a lot of guys are called busts. That was a complete bust. Worse than Ola with Candy and all that.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah. Yep. So we'll see. I'm not speaking out on this kid, but I wasn't that impressed. I'll say that.
It wasn't pretty, for sure.
Yeah. So we will see. All right. It's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob signing off. Go to Apple, iTunes, SoundCloud. Download the podcast. Subscribe. Leave us 5 stars and a nice comment. Nice warm comment. Stay tuned for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.